Hey guys, today your hosts are Rain, Michaela, and Cheryl, and you're listening to Seeds Podcast. Today's episode is the last episode of our back to school series, and for today's topic, we're going to be talking about advice that we would give to our younger selves.
I'll start it off. I was definitely very extroverted, kind of still am, but definitely more extroverted in high school. I was in drama for all of my high school career, I guess. I was a pretty okay student, didn't try too hard, but still got pretty good grades, honor roll. I was also known as the in quotations church girl, because I would always ask people like, oh, did you want to buy tickets to our Christmas concert for my church? I would always be praying before my meal at lunch and stuff. So I was kind of known as a church girl, very extroverted, honestly kind of ashamed of it, but definitely not the friendliest person I could have been. But you know, it was high school, you kind of just fend for yourself and stuff. But yeah, that's who I was.
I would love meeting new people, especially when it was a new school. I met a lot of cool people throughout high school, and it was definitely a fresh start from middle school. And I was part of the music program, vocal jazz, chamber choir, concert choir, and all that stuff. I was known to be a person who loves to sing. I did enjoy music during my high school years. I was very sheltered in a way where sometimes I could express who I really am, but sometimes I couldn't, just because of past experiences in middle school. But that eventually left midway. But yeah, that was a little bit me in high school.
As for me, I think in the beginning, in grade 10, I was more extroverted. And then little by little, I became more introverted. Naturally, I'm introverted though. So for me and Rain, our middle school, junior high ended at grade 9. So then we went to the same high school. We moved to high school in grade 10. And for me, I think end of grade 9 going into grade 10 was the peak of my YouTube channel. So I was always doing YouTube videos, and people from school actually watched it. I don't know. I feel like I was more social and out there in grade 10, and I was friends with different friend groups, and I slowly started to just stay with my circle kind of thing. But even though I kind of stuck to my main friend group as the years went by, I was still extroverted in a way where I was more involved in school activities. I was part of my school's GSA, our Gay Straight Alliance Club. I went to a bunch of different school related events. I was chosen to do mock model United Nations. I was chosen to go to the RBC Convention Center to witness the Truth and Reconciliation event, stuff like that.
This podcast in particular, we're going to be focusing more on things like self-identity, friendships, yeah, stuff like that, just so you guys are aware of those listening.
I didn't make a list or anything, but I think one of the things that I would tell my younger self is that not everybody deserves to know my business. Because like I said, in grade 10 especially, or near the beginning of high school, I was kind of out there and friends with a bunch of different people and friend groups, which is not bad. However, as a person, I'm very emotional and sensitive. And at the time, I didn't really know how to fully process my emotions and how to make sure that I took care of myself first and understood everything that I was feeling. So it was easy for me to kind of just tell anybody my problems and blindly trust everybody. But now I know that that's not really good, because not everybody has the best interests and best intentions for you. So I would say to just be more careful about who I trust. So that's one of the first things that I would say. How about you guys?
Well, for me, I think the number one advice I would give to myself, to my high school self, would be just keep going. There are going to be some times where you'll feel like you failed, or you've disappointed people, or you made people mad. I would just say to my high school self, Like, just keep going. Like, don't care what other people think. Don't give in to people's opinions. Don't give in to people's emotions too much, because in the end, you will get hurt. And that feeling will stay with you for a long time. As of today, I still have the habit of not wanting to make anyone disappointed or mad at me for something that I did. Like, for example, like 2 weeks ago, I told someone who I did a music video for, she's also a friend, and I told her that I would be going to her release party, but since like I couldn't spend time with my family and friends for my birthday too much, because I had to do filming for their short film as well, I had to be like, hey, I can't really go to your release party because I have plans next Friday with friends, because I had to cancel on them due to the filming. Unfortunately, she was disappointed and a little mad because I did commit. But at the same time, that hurt me a little bit because I'm the type of person who doesn't like to disappoint anyone. And I think that came from friends of mine in the music program that made me feel that way sometimes. I didn't want them to see me as like a person who didn't care about their feelings or whatever. So that's where it kind of came from. And also, I relied on people too much back in high school, like for opinions. So, but today I don't really rely on people's opinions a lot. I just do whatever that makes me happy. And like, I just keep going.
For the people listening, I've known Cheryl and Rain for like quite some time. So I know that they had a pretty bountiful amount of friends. I, on the other hand, was very close, or like my friend group were like, I want to say like five people. Those were the same five people since like middle school. I think the biggest thing that I would tell myself back in school would just be like, don't be afraid to branch out and make new friends. It was more prominent in senior year when my friends started kind of labeling me as very distant, because I would, you know, stop having lunch with them every day. And at the time, I would have like, we would spend every spare and every lunchtime together. But once I was like, you know what, I want to try out for the school dance team. I want to go to like the youth group meetups at my school. I want to try out new things. I want to like have friends with like my dance friends, or at the time, this was like in senior year, that was like the first year me and my current partner got together. So like, I would want to spend time with him, you know, the whole honeymoon phase. So like, we would want to be with each other for like whenever we could. But because of that, and I guess it was also a big change on my friends. So like, I can't blame them too much, but they did all end up, you know, saying that like, oh yeah, Michaela changed. Like, you're never around anymore. We got into a lot of fights because of that. And part of me was like, ugh, I guess I'll stop doing this and I'll stop doing that, so like my friends won't be mad at me and stuff. Like, I can't blame them too much, because before I started having an interest in other things, that's when we would be spending like all our lunches and spares together. So I kind of understand where they came from when me wanting to do other things started. So for me, my biggest advice to myself would just be, don't be afraid to branch out and make new friends. I feel like if I wasn't so afraid to make new friends and make new memories with different friends, then I honestly would have enjoyed high school a little bit more. Like, I was in the dance team for a year. I was in drama for a lot of it. And like, those kids, if you know like theater and dance kids, they're really fun. And I feel like I would have made so many long-lasting friendships if I like accepted their open arms. So I'd say that, like, just to not be afraid to try new things, make new friends and new experiences. Don't be afraid to have experiences with different people.
You know what though, Michaela? Like, it did suck, like, seeing you go through those things. However, I will say, because for those of you who don't know, because you don't know, haha, me and Michaela got really close. I think around this time, or like a few months before her senior year or something, I don't remember. But we got really close. That's like when our friendship like really started. And even though the things that you went through really were unfortunate, I'm kind of glad. No, I'm not happy that those things happened to you, but I'm glad in a way because like I really saw you come into your own and like bloom into your own person and like see all the different things that you like to do. And it was really nice seeing you put yourself out there and like just see you experiment and like glow. And you know, it was really nice as an outsider seeing that from you and your growth. So yeah,
I guess there was not really a point of us staying friends if we weren't able to help each other grow. Like as adults, I definitely don't think that we would get along, which is crazy since we were all so close in high school. But kind of like where I'm at now in terms of the people who I let in, I guess, and the people I choose to, you know, be friends with, but keep at a distance, not talk to them about, you know, every single thing. Because like what Cheryl said, I was definitely one of those people that told everybody everything about me, and that was not really, you know, worth it. But I like now looking back on the friendships that I kept, it's grown into something way stronger than I ever had with my older friends.
I think another thing that I would give advice to my younger self, which is, well, this one is kind of annoying because everybody says it, but kind of appreciate your time when you're young. And like, we're still young, you know, but like when you're in high school and junior high and such, you're like young. I miss not really having much responsibility, not saying that the things that youth are going through in junior high and middle school are invalid. I guess I miss not really having to worry about making money or going to work, even though that is a blessing. You know, just those kind of responsibilities, especially when you go into a university and college where there's just a much bigger workload and you have to balance that with, you know, going to work or trying to spend time with your friends and family. It does get a lot harder when you get older. And a lot of the times I miss doing nothing. Like I miss not having to go to work on weekends and just being able to stay in and stuff like that. So yeah, I think just enjoy and appreciate my youth, even though I still am young. It's easy to always be looking forward to the future and be like, well, once I have a job and once I start making money or once I have a car and once I can drive and such like that, like it's easy to be excited about, you know, things moving forward, but it's also nice to appreciate where you are. So if you're listening to this and you're in junior high and high school, keep having fun not doing that much.
Yeah, it's August when we're recording this, early August. There's like one more month of summer break for me left, and I'm dreading to go pack because of how time consuming it is, especially compared to like, you know, middle school, high school loads. Sorry, I just wanted to say that.
Honestly though, like I kind of got a taste of doing nothing again last year, even though like I had a lot of family responsibilities I had to take care of last year. But when COVID hit, I got laid off, which is like not good because you don't have a job, right? But I got laid off, and then my winter classes just ended and I didn't take any spring classes or summer classes last year. So like I was without a job and without school, and like it was nice. Like it sucked obviously because I didn't have a job and stuff like that, but like it was nice being able to like not have to worry about having to go to work or not being able, like not worrying about like having to do homework and stuff like that. So even though it's very unfortunate because some people are still affected by COVID with their work and stuff like that, I was very blessed with the opportunity to be able to rest. So, yeah.
Since this is kind of a spiritual podcast. I just, before we close off, I just wanted to quickly touch base on if you guys had anything to say to any young students listening, or I guess whoever's listening, on, I guess, if you want to touch base on maybe like kind of showing your faith in a school setting, especially during this generation.
There will be, of course, times where you feel like you're being like judged or made fun of because like you're openly Catholic, like you participate in church. But honestly, like we like I said before, like don't care what other people say. That's who I am. Like I would always like invite friends, like, hey, do you want to go to our Christmas concert at our church, or do you want to attend this social event at our church? Do you guys want to join our youth nights and all that stuff? Like, I didn't care like sharing that because like I know my faith. Like, I didn't care if I pray during lunch in front of my friends. I didn't care what they thought. Like, I didn't care if they think, oh, that's weird. Like, it's just me. So my advice to youth who are scared or feel like they're being judged or being looked in the wrong way because of their faith, like, don't care what other people say. It's good that you're showing your faith through this through these people, and like you're showing the love you have for God and Jesus and the church.
Even though I wasn't the most like vocal about like, hey, I'm a Christian, you know, everybody should know this kind of thing, I think for me the best way to live out my faith is to just live in such a way where, you know, I don't even have to yell to the world that I love God, even though I do, and that, you know, I'm a person of faith and stuff like that. Like, I don't have to yell it out and write it on my forehead. I think it's most beautiful when people can really feel God and know God through you by the way that you live your life and the way that you carry yourself and the way that you treat people. So yeah, that's kind of me kind of thing. That's my advice, I guess.
It is a really scary thing, especially since I guess kind of it's hard to have adult figures in your school settings that have the same beliefs as you and you're able to talk to about your spirituality and stuff, especially in this day and age. I've definitely had my fair share of teachers who would just simply harass me because of the fact that I was Catholic and that I believed in God openly. You will meet those teachers. My advice to you is that just, you know, it's going to be hard, but honestly, just don't listen to them. Also, don't be afraid to respectfully, I hope people don't get dig into this too much, but don't be afraid to stand up for God. I've definitely gotten in some trouble because I didn't handle my situations as well as I should. I did have to speak with other adults and was forced to apologize for things that I shouldn't have had to apologize for anyways. But those types of encounters that you have with adults who just don't respect you the way that you're expected to respect them and their opinions, sometimes you're not going to get that back. And as much as it sucks, just keep your head up. Never drop your head for people that don't believe in the same thing as you. People are going to call you dumb for believing in something you, in quotes, can't see. But God sees you, and God sees what you're doing, and God sees what you're going through, and he will keep that in mind for the days that you ask him for help. He will recognize you as one of his very faithful followers. Your suffering is not going to go ignored, and there will be a lot of suffering. There'll be a lot of scrutiny that you're going to get from your classmates, from your friends, from lots of teachers, and it'll feel like you don't have anyone to talk to. But the people, honestly, the people worth talking to are the people that respect you regardless of your differences or your similarities. So I guess in terms of spirituality, my advice is to just keep your head up high. Believe in who you want to believe, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what your teacher says. It doesn't matter what your classmates say. It doesn't matter what your friends say. What matters is that you stuck up for what you believed in. You stuck up for the person that you believe in, and that person will remember that. So yeah. That is the end of today's episode. If you like this episode or even have future topics you'd like us to discuss, let us know what you think. You can find us on Instagram at St. Ed's Youth Min. That is at STEDSYOUTHMIN. This is the last episode of the Back to School series, but that doesn't mean that this is the last episode forever. So stay tuned for more. Thank you for listening, and until next time, bye.
Bye.
Bye.